4月8号上午9点，神韵演出布里斯班主办方和一些当地民众手捧鲜花和欢迎横幅等候在机场大厅内，迎接美国神韵国际艺术团的到来。从大陆来澳洲不久的赵先生对神韵艺术团慕名已久。
我是刚从大陆出来没有多久，我在中国大陆2007年的时候我就听说了纽约信汤人的神韵晚会，我在那里看到了两张光盘，非常漂亮的演出，纯正的中国传统中华传统文化，非常的感人。今年有机会能够亲眼看到我心中的这些偶像，我觉得非常激动，因为这个事业是非常了不起的，全球的这么多华人不分国籍，大家都期盼他们的到来，是非常有意义的一件盛事，所以我今天无论如何一定要来欢迎他们，亲眼看看他们。
美国神韵国际艺术团的演员们也感受到了澳洲观众的热情。
It's been very warm, very good. I'm excited to bring the show to the Australian people.
东帝汶的华侨 Chuck Lay 是布里斯班两家大型餐厅的老板，这次不仅要带女儿一同观看演出，还成为演出的赞助商。
我的孩子在澳洲出生的，我希望他了解我们的传统文化。
美国神韵国际艺术团在澳洲已经巡回演出了3个城市，共10场。从9号开始，他们将在昆士兰演出7场。新唐人记者华培、江宇，澳大利亚布里斯班报道。
虽然东西方文化各有特色，但美国神韵所展示的中华神传文化在西方观众中同样引起共鸣。澳洲布里斯本的观众们就同样感受到了神韵传递的信息。
4月10日晚，澳大利亚第三大城市布里斯本迎来了美国神韵国际艺术团在格里菲斯大学艺术剧场的第3场演出，各界人士集集一堂，观看了当晚的演出后为神韵所折服。
It was passionate, had a passionate message I felt in terms of changing the world and, you know, getting things better in the future. I think it had a very personal message about it too.You know, in terms of not being swept away with the illusion of the world around us, but actually, you know, looking for our souls.
I think that was strong as well. And each of the dancers and the singers had that core, that groundedness themselves, so they were not just performing, but actually living the message that they were dancing. So it was very moving in that regard.
The way that the dancers moved was just so graceful. They glided, they appeared to be floating.More than actually walking. It was just wonderful. The whole performance, the backdrops and everything were just absolutely marvelous.
新唐人记者澳大利亚布里斯本报道。
4月9号，美国神韵国际艺术团在澳大利亚布里斯本进行首场演出。观众对表演带来的无形的力量感受强烈。请看本台记者从澳大利亚布里斯本发来的详细报道。
约翰·威瑟斯先生是一位退休的钻石俱乐部主席，同时也是一位精神压力缓解师。他和太太一起来观看了神韵的首场演出。
It was spellbound because the frequency that was given off by the performers. You see, being a Reiki master, you can feel the frequency coming from the performers. The performers, I believe, all practice this Falun Dafa and, they believe that these frequencies were handed down from heaven.
约瑟斯的太太对神韵演出也感受颇深。
Well, I thought it was very meaningful and captivating, and there was a lot behind the show. And I think it was a great education, and I think that it should be shown in many, many more countries because I had a very good feeling.About it, and it was done with compassion, the whole show. And we've come along, we've finished, the show's finished, but I feel very, very peaceful.
I looked around a number of times at the whole audience, and they were spellbound just quite beyond just the performance. It was a most unique performance. The effect on the people in the audience.Was making them peaceful. We should have a lot of Australia's corporate executives and government leaders get the message behind that show. And yeah, we'd end up with a better world.
神韵还将在布里斯本表演三天。这是新唐人记者江宇澳大利亚布里斯班报道。
生活在海外的华人心底深处都有寻根的愿望，都希望在异国他乡长大的下一代了解真正的正统中华神传文化。美国神韵国际艺术团在澳大利亚布里斯本的演出让这些海外华人一了心愿。请看本台记者在布里斯本的报道。
生于马来西亚一直在海外生活的华裔刘先生带着女儿来看了神韵的第三场演出。
We've always been lacking in finding something that actually reminds us of our heritage.And this show tonight has really brought us back to where we actually came from in China.
It's very educational. Yeah, it'll really teach Westerners, you know, the Chinese heritage.
早年来自台湾的政府工作人员施玉凤被神韵深深折服。
我很敬佩这个制作人跟那个设计的人。
当被问到最喜欢哪一个节目时，他感到难以取舍。
哪一部分？我看每一部分都让我印象很深刻。
最后他说，筷子舞和迫害中我们依然走在神的路上让他印象最深。新加坡的商人王新慧说到节目时滔滔不绝，
从头到尾就是把中国的那种文化表示得非常的清楚。我觉得有一点超乎我自己想象，因为我们平常看到的都没有说很鲜明的主题，就是会看到一些中华民族舞蹈，但是看不到他很精神面的那一种。
很多华人表示他们很骄傲神韵能在西方社会传播中华传统文化，让他们深感神传文化的博大精深。新唐人记者江宇澳大利亚布里斯本报道。
神韵在布里斯本的演出给观众留下了深刻印象，很多观众都被节目的内容感动，也对舞台呈现的艺术效果感到惊叹。
詹德森夫妇是健康品分销商，两人都很喜欢中华文化。彼得还穿着一件印有风水字样的衣服来看演出。
It's really good to get that background looking so beautiful with all the costumes, because with film you got to convince yourself all the time that it's not real, and with stage shows you got to keep reminding yourself that it is real, and that bridges the gap between stage and film by incorporating that third dimension and the background into the full three-dimensional live color of the stage. And it was a beautiful experience, a very moving experience, especially the first half with the Falun Gong act with the persecution, where you've got all these beautiful, peace-loving people, so many people under the control of so few.
Beautiful, and it had a lovely innocence about it, something very pure, and something you could bring the whole family to see.
克里斯·安德鲁斯和瑞贝卡·安德鲁斯都是音乐人。瑞贝卡经常演奏小提琴和其他弦乐。
I found the show just to be fantastic, very professional, and the meaning behind it as well.
Seeing this tonight has been spectacular on all levels. The music is amazing. I haven't really listened to Chinese music before, and the colours and the culture and the dancing and everything has just been spectacular. It just really opened my eyes to something totally different to what I'd ever experienced, and I'm absolutely loving it.
美国神韵国际艺术团在布里斯班的演出将一直持续到复活节结束。新唐人记者江宇，澳大利亚布里斯班报道。
4月9日，神韵国际艺术团在澳洲风景如画的布里斯班拉开了巡回演出的序幕。观众反响热烈，称赞神韵演出丰富地呈现了中华传统文化，带给观众的是耳目一新的享受。下面请看当地记者发来的详细报道。
布里斯班副市长格瑞姆·库尔克看完神韵演出后告诉记者，
We've seen a whole range of different styles of performances, from song to dance, and I particularly like the drumming.Performance from the guys. It is a different type of show, but full of color and brings out the culture of Chinese tradition in a very strong way.
还在大学就读的 David Chan 说，能够欣赏神韵表演真是很荣幸的一件事，它带给人是耳目一新的享受。
这个神韵的表演啊，真的觉得很荣幸啊，看到很多很多失传的文化的一些呈现，让我就觉得啊。我们真的应该好好珍惜自己的文化，失去的文化一定要找回来。
商业管理咨询顾问海伦在看完神韵表演后十分兴奋，认为这是一场非同寻常的艺术表演。
Loved everything about it. Very educational, very
spiritually uplifting, and I would highly recommend not only the Chinese community but anyone who's outside the Chinese community to come and have a look at this because it's something else.
以上是新唐人记者华培，澳大利亚布里斯班为您报道。
4月9日到10日，美国神韵国际艺术团在澳大利亚布里斯班三场演出连续满场，观众们跟随神韵的步伐穿越中华文明5000年历史，并深深感悟神韵艺术完美和精神内涵。
4月10日晚7点半，美国神韵国际艺术团在澳大利亚布里斯本进行了第三场演出，在昆士兰音乐学院南岸校区的格里斯菲音乐厅里，来自社会不同层面的观众从各自的角度用心体会神韵的艺术魅力和精神内涵。
Oh, I think it's absolutely fantastic. It's very beautiful, very spiritual. But I like all. It's everything tells a different story, and it's just beautiful.
In particular, the performances were fantastic. You could see that the artists were really highly trained, very professional. The choreography was wonderful. Everything was very precise.It was lovely.
Quite surprised with their singing performances and amazing voices. So I just had to close my eyes and just absorb it through my whole body.
The older lady with the deeper voice was just absolutely beautiful. I mean, it just went through to your soul. I think it was wonderful.
已连续两年观看神韵，并表示明年还会带更多朋友来的警官麦科德说，他深深地认同神韵所传达的信息。
You know, it teaches that we are divine beings ourselves. We're not human beings. We're divine beings who came down here to get that experience, go to go through human embodiment. When we finish our human embodiment, we'll go back up to where we came from once again.
曾经三次获得国际空手道联盟重量级比赛冠军的体评也是第二次观看神韵演出。
Oh, it was excellent. I've been to it before. I love the culture. I just love the atmosphere, and thought I'd bring my wife along to come and have a look. I hope everyone can learn a bit more about it. And I wish that everyone in schools could learn a bit more about it too.
神韵艺术团在布里斯本的演出将持续到4月12号星期日，预计观众将达4000人，之后将赴布里斯本以西的图恩巴士进行演出。新唐人记者李月布里斯本报道。
4月11日，美国神韵国际艺术团在澳大利亚布里斯本的第四、第五场演出继续满场，许多冒雨前来的观众说，他们是通过朋友的大力推荐来观看神韵表演的。一名教育学学士表示，观看神韵让他感觉像凤凰涅槃一样得到新生。
两天的演出之后，神韵热在布里斯本持续升温。许多人表示，他们的朋友在观看神韵后大力向他们推荐，人们的口耳相传让神韵到来的消息不胫而走。教育学学士帕克与朋友一起观看了4月11日的晚场演出。
It was so heartwarming, so spectacular. I actually had a few tears. And it was just stunning, absolutely stunning.
帕克说，观看神韵让他觉得像凤凰涅槃一样得到了新生。
It was just really touching to my heart because I'm going through a big transition in my life and I just feel like it's almost like being reborn and starting anew again in my life and letting go of a lot of pain and illusions. So that's when I felt very teary. Yeah, spiritual, I feel almost like the phoenix rising from old circumstances, an old past andstarting life again, I guess, as with a new future ahead, a bright future, and a lot of the meaning, there was a lot of sacredness and reverence and in the dance, but also a lot of very strong meaning, I think, about the importance of looking past illusion and looking to your heart for the truth, being true to yourself more than anything else, and not being part of all the drama and the mind-boggling stuff in society, I guess, so...clearing your own mind in meditation and very, very important, I think, the themes for tonight.
帕克看完神韵演出后，立刻打电话给自己的父母，要带他们来观看下一场演出。
I'm actually thinking of bringing my parents tomorrow and coming again. Oh, just recommend that everyone see the show. It's something that you just wouldn't want to miss, once in a lifetime kind of thing.Yeah, there's nothing like it.
新唐人记者李月，澳大利亚布里斯本报道。
神韵国际艺术团目前正在澳大利亚做巡回演出，观看了布里斯本演出的一些艺术界人士日前向记者表示，神韵带给他们很大的收获，请看详细报道。
老教师的沙朗戴利女士与神韵演员们的身韵身法产生了共鸣。
The dancers you had tonight were excellent. They're very highly skilled. I just love the gracefulness of the women was absolutely wonderful. A few things in there that I thought related very much to Middle Eastern dancing. The fact of using the floor. Not a lot of dance forms do that. The arm positions. Well, I'm going to be recommending it to my students because it's just a very unusual, lovely show.
安包尔女士是一名玻璃珠宝造型师，她在谈到神韵观感时兴奋不已。
I thought it was absolutely stunning. The color was beautiful. As I was saying to Ben, as a bead artist, I said I have all this inspiration to go home with all this color.
被问到哪一部分表演她最喜欢时，他特别提到有关信仰被迫害的那部分。
Which part impressed the whole thing? I couldn't say which part because the whole thing was beautiful. There was a piece regarding a man's persecution for his belief. I was very moved by that. I found that touched me.
包尔夫妇说，他们会毫不犹豫地向朋友们推荐神韵。
Come and see it.
Yes, I would definitely say come and see it. It's a beautiful show.
新唐人记者李月、海明，澳大利亚布里斯本采访报道。
美国神韵艺术团在澳大利亚布里斯本的演出进入第三天，观众们不仅对于表演呈现的专业水准感到惊叹，也感受到了节目内涵对人性的启迪。
现场观众朱蒂斯·克里姆惊叹于歌唱家们的演唱功底。
They have such amazing voices. They really didn't need microphones.
I'm really pleased with singers.The tenor and mezzo-soprano, the lady, they're just out of this world.
澳洲工会组织者、三个孩子的父亲关嘉克对表演中反映当代中国现实的故事感同身受。
It's a pretty emotional thing to see the father, you know, taken away from his wife and his daughter to get interrogated, and he's, you know, he's passed away. But the good thing is he believed what he believed in, he died for what he believed in.And in the day, it doesn't matter what you believe in, as long as you're true to yourself, your spirit will live on. That's great.
亚裔皮肤科医生戴米恩·冯感觉表演启迪人的神性。
I think the performance really, really, you know, encouraged certainly myself to concentrate on things that are not from this earth, but things that are heavenly, things that are divine.
Comforting to know that there is actually more to life than just the illusions, as the poetry refers to, and the burdens of our modern day.
I think that there's that sense of decay and rebirth, sort of a sense of eternity.
I mean, the entertainment and that was nice and good, but the actual take-home message was that we have a purpose in this life. We have this life to uplift our souls.
很多观众都不约而同地谈到了神韵表演精神层面内涵给他们带来的触动，表示明年还会来观看演出。新唐人记者江宇，澳大利亚布里斯本报道。
4月11号，美国神韵国际艺术团在澳洲布里斯本格里菲士大学音乐厅的演出进入了第三天，几乎每一位观众在看完神韵演出之后都有满腔的感动。下面请看本台记者来自布里斯本的采访报道。
4月11号下午，神韵国际艺术团在澳洲布里斯本进入到第四场的演出，一位气质高雅的女士看完神韵之后娓娓道出她内心的感动。
你能够吸引人就是能够感动人，那你要怎么跳得吸引人，就是要跳到身体里面去。
俗话说，外行看热闹，内行看门道。原来他是一位在台湾教舞蹈多年的专业老师。他提到了使他感受深刻的三支舞。
三支舞嘛，美展奇缘，还有了解真相，是的，就喜欢，还有迫害中，我们觉人走在神的道路上。这三支舞其实你可以很强烈的感受到舞者要传递的是什么。那是一种内在的经历，你怎么样把你身体里面的你想要传达的东西从你的技巧里面传授出去，从你的指尖，从你的脚趾尖，对，从每一个，从你的眼神，你每一个动作的传达，就是对。所以我能够感受到最大的感动就是在这个部分。
他认为目前钻研传统的古典舞非常困难，而神韵却能在完整保留传统的基础上创新。 他特别佩服神韵把舞台背景的艺术创作数位化、科技化。
神韵在这方面他做得很好，就是他在中国古典舞固有的基础上，他结合科技，然后让他铺陈得非常的好，不会觉得说只是一个背景在后面，然后舞者在前面跳自己的，不是这样，它结合的非常的密切。其实这几年其实大家都一直在做创新跟融合，但是都走了味道。我已经很久没有看过这么含蓄的中国古典舞了。
林老师对神韵演员全身心的投入表演也十分的感动，
他们是很用心在做，然后你看到他们的表情，有一些人笑得很灿烂，有的人笑得比较含蓄，其实他们都是很享受在每一支舞当中，你才能把你的感动传达给其他的人。对，
他还鼓励他的学生和家长一定要来看神韵，从中可以学习很多的东西。新唐人记者李月、尼尔森，澳大利亚布里斯本采访报道。
美国神韵国际艺术团在澳大利亚昆士兰第五场演出之后，当地几位刚刚从中国大陆移民来澳大利亚的华人向记者讲述了他们观看神韵后的感想，请看本台记者的详细报道。
我想真正的了解一下法轮功的宣传的一些理念，他们倡导的一些文化，真正的从深处来了解他们。
李小姐刚从北京移民来澳洲，正在进修英语，因为想多了解一下法轮功，所以买了票来看神韵。
我觉得非常好，对我心里是很大的震撼。
胡小姐刚来澳洲读书不到半年。
我觉得在异国他乡看到这种演出真的很难得，而且特别震撼。
来澳洲已三年，从事会计工作的江先生说。
就用中国一句话，就是说但行好事，莫问前程，这样的一种感觉。
首先我看到的一个就是说对我民族文化的一种复兴。
首先它这个画面非常的漂亮，它背景的那个用的那个投影还是什么高科技我也不知道，特别漂亮嘛，它有蓝天白云青山绿水。
对于我自己作为一个中文来说也长了很多知识，有很多东西我都不知道。
我挺喜欢古老的东西，但是很难看到，在北京可能更看到的一些现代的东西，有摩登的东西。
我觉得这种演出应该更多的举办，因为那个我们五千年的文明很多很灿烂。
在看这个表演的时候，我后面几个老外国人也跟着音乐在哼那个曲子嘛，然后而且当那个主持人在说一些中国的古语的时候，然后在他翻译还没有翻译的时候，那个外国人都会给一些反应。当我听到这有他们的反应的时候，我觉得挺自豪的。
这个神韵团体呢就是弘扬了这个文化，我很喜欢，非常喜欢。谢谢，谢谢这个神韵的艺术团。
新唐人记者李月，澳大利亚布里斯本报道。
随着神韵热在澳大利亚布里斯本的持续升温，越来越多的舞蹈界和艺术界人士也慕名前往观摩。他们表示，从神韵演出中得到了各种启示，并赞叹神韵的舞蹈完美无缺。下面请看本台记者来自布里斯本的报道。
贝莎·塔卡基夫妇拥有自己的舞蹈演出公司，同时也是编舞和舞蹈演员。他们表示，观看神韵演出让他们深受启发。
And what we do is a lot, we dance salsa and all different kind of Latin dancing, and we produce a Latin dance show. So for us to see the show today was very inspiring.
塔卡基夫妇还表示，从专业技术的角度看，神韵的舞蹈完美无缺。
Looking from the technical point, because we dancers, we look at all those things. So sometimes we see a show and we get a little bit disappointed because things don't lock in together. But I couldn't falter anything on this show. Everything from every single piece was very well put together. Backgrounds were very effective. It actually fills everything quite nicely. It even enhances the dancers as well.
The training...involved in those dances to synchronize all the moves, not just the individual dances, but for everyone to dance together to really perform so well as a group. I thought that was very impressive.
塔卡基夫妇表示，一定会向人们推荐神韵演出。
I'll definitely recommend to get watch this show and get inspired about the Chinese culture and really show this show really portray of how important to keep the traditional culture and to demonstrate how colorful and how beautiful it is.
新唐人记者李月，澳大利亚布里斯本报道。
美国神韵国际艺术团4月12日在布里斯本完成了当地的最后一场演出。观众们除了赞叹表演的专业水准外，对反映中国现代社会的节目也感触良多。著名作曲家、指挥家门德尔松的后人表示，神韵演出令人叹为观止。
尼尔·门德尔松是著名的婚礼进行曲的作曲者菲利克斯·门德尔松的后人，他与妻子一起观看了神韵在布里斯本市的最后一场演出。
Absolutely mind-blowing. It was just like the effects were just incredible. It's something I wasn't really expecting. I wish I brought all my children along because they would have been really impressed.
Thoroughly impressed, and we're very culturally driven, and which is why we wanted to come and see the show.
Just the different movements and how they can go upside down while they're running around, but also just the different feelings you get from those movements as well. That energy that came from the show was really, really nice. And,
What struck me most about is the incredible lightness that the performers had and the sense of power, but they're also very graceful. Like the women, you don't even feel like they're on the earth. They're just kind of floating in their own energy. It's beautiful.
世界华人工商妇女企管协会澳洲峰会会长林淑明表示，他每年都来看神韵。
他很清楚的一步一步慢慢的用舞蹈，还有用故事，还有用我们的古时候的那传奇人物啊，或者是历史人物啊，或者是那种就是代表性的这些人物啊，然后介绍给我们这些海外的应该算是外国人，然后让他们更了解我们中华文化。我觉得这一点是做得很棒。
我觉得非常的好，而且所有的舞蹈服装布置都非常的用心。以外，我特别感动的是刚才在有一段那个法轮功遭到破坏的那一段，台湾民主自由这么久了，所以对于这方面的破坏是我们比较不能够理解的，然后我们也希望能够支持他。
新唐人记者江宇，澳大利亚布里斯本报道。
4月12号星期天，美国神韵国际艺术团在澳大利亚布里斯本的最后一场演出再创爆满的佳绩。四天六场演出为4000多位观众带来了全新的艺术享受和心灵震撼。很多看过演出的观众都表示，明年一定会再来，会带更多的朋友来。
4月12日，美国神韵国际艺术团在布里斯本的第六场演出在观众热情的欢呼声中圆满落幕。虽然正值复活节假期，演出还是再次取得爆满的佳绩。多民族中心的负责人加卡布·利维拉带领29名不同民族的中心成员观看了演出。
Every single one of them really loved the show. They just really appreciated the music, the colors, the dancing, and just the history. And I just spoke to some of them, and even though that everybody's from a different background, and some of them don't speak English, but all our workers can translate to us, they did say that the way the show is done, they could understand it even without, understanding the introduction.
And I just thought it was wonderful to be able to immerse yourself in such positive energy. And really, when you come out, you're so refreshed and looking forward to new and beautiful adventures.
And it is visually exquisite, and it's also emotionally provocative, and we're so enjoying it. That it is both visually and audibly wonderful. So I have been brought to tears by the beautiful sounds and the song, but my eyes dance at the visual beauty of the dancing and the colors and the wonderful backdrops. So it's utterly wonderful.
从附近的南博小镇开车一个半小时前来观看演出的自然疗法医师布莱克表示，他最喜欢《迫害中我们依然走在神的路上》这个节目。
It's very nice to see Chinese people who can say, who can express their opinions. I'm enjoying that part of it. The freedom, yes.
观众们不约而同地表示，会向朋友推荐神韵，明年会再次前来观看神韵演出。
We bought a couple of the brochures to take it back to work, so we can tell everybody about it.
We'll come back again next year as well.
I'll be telling everybody. Yes, just beautiful.
If the performance came back, I would come again.
I'd recommend for people to go and see the show.
结束了在布里斯本的演出后，美国神韵国际艺术团将到澳大利亚昆士兰州图文巴市、新西兰奥克兰市以及澳大利亚悉尼继续进行巡回演出。新唐人记者李月布里斯本报道。
4月13号，美国神韵国际艺术团 莅临澳大利亚第二大内陆城市图文巴士，在著名的帝国大剧院为该市市民呈现了一台中华韵味的表演。千余名观众在绚丽的歌舞表演中经历了一次美轮美奂的中华传统文化之旅，请看详细报道。
图文巴士位于澳大利亚大分水岭边缘，有花园城市之称，每年的花节都会吸引成千上万的游客前来观看。市区的标志性建筑帝国大剧院有着86年的历史，曾得过澳大利亚最佳剧院奖。美国神韵国际艺术团的到来使当晚的帝国大剧院热闹非凡，很多观众看完演出都表示不虚此行。
I just thought the performance was just tremendous, brought it all to life really. Yes, very meaningful as well. The solid backdrops were just beautifully done, particularly the springThought that was just lovely, but the camera work and the you know, the deities coming down and the big, that was just fantastic, and the way the performers came up as they came down, it was very, very well done. Obviously, very professional people you have working for you.
Oh, the soloists were absolutely beautiful. It was amazing, and the piano player, she was fantastic. Her fingers were moving so fast; it was really great.And I'm sitting up in the audience thinking, oh, I want to sing down there as well. It's beautiful.
反正我挺感动的吧，尤其看到就是受迫害的那一家三口，我觉得心里很难受。
今天这场节目是对我是感受是已经打开了神的大门。
在结束图文巴的演出后，美国神韵国际艺术团将赴新西兰的奥克兰进行为期3天的表演。新唐人记者将与澳大利亚图文巴报道。
4月13日，澳洲著名花都图文巴士迎来了美国神韵国际艺术团，同时也迎来了荣归故里的艺术团成员瑞雪。演出圆满结束后，图文巴士副市长向瑞雪赠送了花篮，并感谢神韵将一场全善全美的艺术飨宴带给了美丽的图文巴士。
4月13日晚，花都图文巴士古香古色的帝国剧院中喜气洋洋，观看了神韵演出的官员和市民们，除了沉浸在艺术盛宴带给他们的享受之外，还为自己的城市中出了一名神韵明星而倍感自豪。
And look, we're here to tell you how honored we are to have had this performance here tonight. In many, many ways, it's been a wonderful experience for us, to bring the kind of culture that's Chinese culture here, and for us to understand it in such a beautiful way of song and of dance and of color, it has been a wonderful experience. But it's made even greater by the fact that one of our very own Toowoomba people have been part of that. And Rachel, we're so proud of you, and on behalf of this community, as a measure of our pride in you and in a measure of our thanks to all of you for being here tonight, I'd like to give these to Rachel.
为瑞雪感到自豪的还有她的家人、朋友和普通市民。
I'm very proud of her, obviously, but also impressed that she seems to be taking to it so naturally. You know, I saw her performing yesterday afternoon in Brisbane. I was in the front row. And of course, you know, you're a bit nervous, how is she going to be on stage? And I could see that she was really into it and that her, I think, previous skills, you know, have obviously done her very good because She's very precise in her movements, very concentrated. So I relaxed straight away. You know, she was obviously taken to it very naturally.
It's really overwhelming to see her on there. I'm just so proud of her.
图文巴社区电视台主持人贺琴生当场采访了瑞雪的父母，并表示她将在第二天的节目中向听众介绍神韵和瑞雪。
And how beautiful it is to have one of our own that's gone this far with a company like this.
图文巴地方报纸在神韵到来之前也专门刊登文章介绍瑞雪的故事。新唐人记者李月，澳大利亚图文巴士报道。
The second last story about the fellow that's beaten up and killed, that's very touching. Yes, I do know about the story, yes. I've seen...people in Brisbane demonstrating what happens to members of Falun Gong in China. The other elements? Oh, it's excellent. Excellent, yes. The other elements of Chinese history told through dance? Very good.
I feel it takes me back to my indigenous culture, very colourful, and stories. Stories are very important to your culture and to our indigenous culture. So I felt a belonging when I can understand the dance and the stories. Very good. To our Aboriginal friends or our non-Indigenous friends, I would encourage them to see more because it's very cultural and traditional. It's different to Australian culture and Indigenous culture. And I would say to them to come and say in my language, which is Turrbal language, Watamuli Taragara Burinji Jawi, which means hello and welcome to our land.
新唐人记者海明，澳大利亚图文巴为您报道。
第一次来到澳洲花都图文巴市进行表演的美国神韵国际艺术团，为当地观众留下了深刻印象。通过不同途径了解到演出信息的观众表示，他们非常高兴没有错过观看神韵的机会，希望神韵来年能再次光临。
澳大利亚花都图文巴是一个只有150,000人口的城市，然而当神韵艺术团来到这里时，拥有1000多个座位的帝国大剧院中却是人声鼎沸，热闹非凡。许多人不仅盛装出席，还邀请朋友一起前来观看神韵表演。
No, it was just by chance that I got the flyer and I thought, oh well, and I've asked friends to come and yeah, best thing I ever doneYeah.
Love the drums. It should have been more of the drums. It was fantastic. Maddie wants to go back and start dancing again and stop doing gymnastics. So we loved it. We'd come again, definitely.
Magic. Magic. The dancing, the costumes were unbelievable. The colours were so vibrant. It was beautiful.
It was absolutely fantastic. I would come again.
我感觉着中国的传统呢，就是说，表演的各方面就是很精彩的，就是跟国外的晚餐是不一样的。就我很喜欢这种舞蹈，我介绍我们很多朋友，说是今天晚上都在这来看，有很多朋友离得远的，他也赶过来来看的。
来自新西兰的注册护士瓦特和英文教师斯特金也非常高兴，没有错过神韵演出。
Fabulous, absolutely fabulous. They're just so nimble and so, it's so sort of educational and it's very graceful. It's enough to make me want to be a Buddhist. It sort of gave a clarity and a pureness to the voice because you weren't concentrated on anything else. You could actually close your eyes and drift.
Please, we came.
Yes, definitely, yeah. definitely. 新唐人记者李月，澳大利亚图文巴报道。
美国神韵国际艺术团虽然已经离开了澳大利亚图文巴市，但演出带来的震撼持续在观众中发酵。一名八旬高龄的女士表示，她已活到了84岁，本以为自己不会再改变已经形成的观念，但神韵的演出却改变了她。
84岁高龄的高达德女士住在离图文巴超过100英里的丛林小镇中，她在朋友的陪伴下观看了神韵演出。她表示，演出彻底改变了她许多观念。
I will be talking about this. I'm 84, and I never thought I'd live to have my own opinions, of preconceived opinions, changed. But tonight, they did. I just realized I've been a big mutt.For a long, long time, about your culture, Chinese culture, and Chinese thing.
高达德还说，看完演出，他有想学跳舞的冲动。
I want to go home and learn how to glide. You know that gliding they do in unison. It was just beautiful. We were just absolutely carried away with it, and we kept talking too much. We know, but we couldn't stop. I was wishing it would go on and on and on. It was so wonderful.
许多观众都表示，神韵的表演好得令人难以置信。
The show is absolutely fantastic. I've never seen anything like it. The production is breathtaking, actually. And it's nice to see the cultural side of things as well. The artistic culture part came through very well as well.
And the music's beautiful. Costumes are just out of this world. And then the colors, just so beautiful and vibrant.I'm looking forward to sharing the stories with my little children tomorrow and on the colours, and I've got a program because multicultural is a very strong thing in childcare, and yes, it'll really enrich the children
and I'm enjoying it very much.
新唐人记者李月，澳大利亚图文巴报道。